Tonight we'll be treated to Brother Ronald Gilbert.
It is good to be here. And I want to thank you very much for the support that this congregation gives to our work and has for many years. Excuse me. We just celebrated our first 10 years of International Bible Teaching Ministry. I've been involved in mission work for about 30 years, but about 10 years ago we started International Bible Teaching Ministry, and we completed that first 10 years. So we're going to be looking at the overall picture of our work a little more than we normally do. A lot of times when we come, we just show some slides about the most recent trip. But we're going to be doing a little bit of that, but looking at some of the other works that we're involved in as well. I appreciate so much the prayers that's been offered and the cards that have been sent to us. We were able to make two trips this year before getting sick. We were in Africa, in Kenya, Malawi, Uganda, and part of January and February. Then we were in Malaysia and part of March and April, and just got back, had been home about 8 weeks, and came down with Guillain-Barré syndrome. I'd never heard of it before, but I've learned a little bit about it since I came down with it. But it's very rare. About 20,000 people in the U.S. per year have that, and it's where your body produces antibodies that attacks your own nerves. So I had nerve damage and was in the hospital for a while in rehab, unable to walk. Just a few months ago, I was in a wheelchair, then a walker, and then just got rid of my walking stick a few days ago, and still legs are weak, but I'm improving, and hopefully the doctor says that I should be improving for about a year. So please keep us in prayer. And we had to cancel the trip to Zambia. I was still in a wheelchair last August and unable to go on that trip. But hopefully next year, by this time, we'll be able to go. The second trip we made last year was to Malaysia and Singapore. And I think of Malaysia because of the climate there. You see some very beautiful flowers in Malaysia. But the church in Malaysia is struggling with some difficult situations. We work with, I know of around 12 faithful congregations in Malaysia. There's a section or two of Malaysia that I don't go to. They say it's not safe for Americans to go in those areas, so there's some areas we don't go in. It is a Muslim country, but it is a country with a constitution that tolerates religious groups. They don't encourage other religious groups. They don't help other religious groups, but they tolerate them. And about 25% of the population of Malaysia is made up of Chinese, about 20% from India, and the Malays, the Muslims, make up about 55% or so. And I'm so afraid that as that number changes in the next few years, when they get to where there's 75% of the folks there, they'll do some constitutional amendments and outlaw all religions except Islam. But our brethren are struggling, to say the least. This is the newest congregation I know of in Malaysia, the Skudai congregation, and they're meeting at a mall. They're renting a little room where maybe there's a place that does nails and a place that you can buy coffee, and the next shop is where the church meets. And they're trying to buy some land and buy a house and get out of that mall before too long. In that particular situation there, they've changed the rules. The sultans, there's about 13 or so different states there, and the sultans changed the rules to where Sunday is now a government work day. So the kids go to school, and all the government offices and everything is open on Sunday. And they, of course, their prayer day is on Friday. They're off on Friday. But the church has to meet at night on Sunday night. And the elevator, they have elevator operators instead of you doing it yourself, someone's in the elevator. The elevators close at 9 o'clock at night. So they have to hurry up and get out of the worship service and get out of the building before services or before the elevators stop. Otherwise, the older folks and all have to walk down the flights of stairs, which is very, very difficult to do. So they're trying to get out of that situation, but a good group of people that are there. This young lady that's in the bed, she was involved in a very serious automobile accident. She was 19 years old, and we met her the previous year when we were over there. And one of the medical doctors there is a member of the church, And he met this young lady in the hospital and told some of the ladies about her. And the congregation, one of the congregations out of the ladies' Bible class, started going over to the home and trying to help out with the situation. The mother that's standing beside of her bed there, she had to quit her job to take care of her daughter because they don't have the government programs that we have. She also has an elderly mother in the home, and she's taking care of her mother and taking care of her daughter. Well, as they found out, they have no income coming in. The church found that out. So the members of the church started collecting funds and taking money over and giving to help them out and taking food over and going over and cleaning their house. And the preacher would come over and read the Bible, the Chinese Bible, in Chinese language, read the Bible to her and study with her. And for a long time, of course, she was even on a ventilator and couldn't move at all. But now she's moving her hands a little bit. But after a little over a year of studying, we were very happy that we were there last year in May. She was baptized into Christ. And her mother is now studying the Bible with the local folks. And the grandmother is studying the Bible. And I thought it was very interesting as I looked at that situation and thought about it. Here this woman had been a Buddhist all of her life. And this very tragic thing happens to her daughter. And she has to quit her job. And they may be kicked out of their house because they don't have any money coming in. It wasn't the Buddhist who stepped in to help. It was a group of folks she'd never heard of in her life. Church of Christ. Who are they? Don't know anything about them. Never heard of them. And she saw the kindness and the benevolent hearts of these people and the genuine concern of these people. And they didn't just abandon her after one or two visits. They'd been visiting with her on a weekly basis for over a year. And finally, she obeyed the gospel. They saw New Testament Christianity. And that's a wonderful thing for people to see. We were very happy that she obeyed the gospel. This is the Kota Kaming Church of Christ there in Malaysia. This congregation has elders. Good congregation. The whole congregation is not there for that picture, but we did get that picture, and they're a good group of people. Now we're to Africa and thinking of our work. Africa, as you very well know, is a very large continent. It's the second largest continent as far as land mass is concerned, and it's the second largest as far as population is concerned. There's about 1.3 billion folks in India, and about 1.2 billion, I think, in China, and about 1.2 billion in Africa. Africa is a continent that's made up of 50-something different nations, and I say 50-something because it fluctuates. Some of those nations are not recognized by the United Nations because of different things going on, and then at a later time, they are recognized. So you never know. It's unlike the United States when we can say how many states we have, and they're going to be states, and they have been states for many, many years. But in Africa, it fluctuates. They're not recognized, and now they are, and now they're not. And our primary work is in Zambia. And we started out 10 years ago. We were working with one preacher school in Africa. We have helped start 7, and we're currently working with 12, a total of 12 schools. We've got 4 in Zambia. We have 4 in Kenya. We have 1 in Tanzania, Malawi, Uganda, and Ghana in West Africa. And the nations that we're working in, 6-7 different nations where those schools are located, there's around 200 million people in those nations. Not hardly as many as here in the United States, but a lot of people that we're working with. Africa, I was reading somewhere on the internet that said that within 24 years, the population of Africa will double. There's still lots of places in Africa where folks have 10, 12, 15 children. Unlike China, that you can only have 2. It's against the law to have more than that, and other places as well. They say America will double in population in about 90 years. Well, Africa will double in population of the whole continent in about 24 years. So if that's true, in 24 years from now, there'll be over 2 billion people living on the continent of Africa. They're very receptive, as a large part, very receptive to the gospel, the areas we work in. The extreme northern parts of Africa, Libya, places up in that area, a lot of Muslims up in that part, and we don't work in those areas. We're primarily in Western, Central, and Southern Africa, and we have some schools there. On this particular map of Zambia, you get an idea of sort of where we're located. Here in the left-hand corner is the town of Livingston, named after the British explorer, Dr. Livingston. And we go there. This is our base. We stay at the Zambia School of Biblical Studies there in the town of Livingston. And we teach at the preacher school about 6 hours a day and then go out and do gospel meetings. Now, since working with these brethren over the years, we've been able to establish a school. This is the Ngwezi Valley. Now, that doesn't look like it's very far on the map. And it's not very far as the crow flies, but it's 5 or 6 hours by vehicle and an all-day trip by bicycle. In Ngwezi Valley, we've established a school there. And then up in north of Coloma, up in this area here, we have established Siamafumba School of Biblical Studies. And we'll show you some slides and pictures of that. And then up in the Copper Belt, up in the western province, is the town of Solwezi. And we've got a school up there. Then just across the border in Malawi and north of that is Kenya and Uganda where we have the other schools. So you can see the areas where we have four different schools in Zambia. This was the group that went on the trip last year. I was all set to go and had purchased my